Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Hey, what else? Got a Mariners game. You pop into King Street. Be afraid to go in there. Ask for Troy. He's the owner. Tell Troy. Ted said, get the men's room on. Maybe if you go over to Slut.
Can I tell him something else?
Oh, I like Troy's friend. If you go into Shane and Shelly Sluggers.
Shane and Shelly.
You tell Shane or Shelly. Ted said, hey, get the men's room on.
There you go. Do it. D. Ted Smith says, get the men's room on.
This is how you do it, folks.
Uh-huh. There's a couple other bars down there where I dare you to do it.
Well, good news. If you enjoy what I would think is the finest steak in Seattle, maybe in April you can get there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to text today from a good friend of ours. Mm. Now, the opposite of that would be fast food.
Yeah.
So today we have a list of the best airports for fast food. Now, also, you got to keep in mind, this list is a little misleading because part of it is wait times for the fast food.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So some of the top airports on here don't have the busiest wait times because they're not the busiest airports.
Fair enough.
There's also the number one airport. I don't know why. I've never heard Thrill or Mike talk about it. For some reason, it's a circle of hell that Miles and I only seem to get stuck in. Cincinnati.
Yes.
I was only there once.
Which is Covington, right? Because it's the Cincinnati, Ohio airport, but it's in Covington, Kentucky.
Correct.
The plus side, if you're a cigarette smoker, they actually have a smoking lounge where you can drink a beer in there.
You're in Kentucky now.
Correct. I've been rerouted through there a couple times, but they have, what was I going to say? If you're jonesing for fast food, they say the best place to fly into is Cincinnati. The average number of daily passengers per fast food place is 6,916. That's compared to an average of more than 25,000 passengers across all airports.
And that is where I've got skunked on the Chick-fil-A. So if they still have that one, that's still going to be there.
You know what's funny? And you brought up Chick-fil-A earlier. I don't know if a lot of people know Chick-fil-A's story, but Chick-fil-A, it's kind of weird because you brought up Waffle House as well.
Yeah.
And why they don't have those in airports. So Chick-fil-A, when that guy made the Chick-fil-A sandwich, he started selling them in Waffle Houses.
Really?
But his sandwich got so popular that Waffle House was like, hey, we don't like people are just coming in for your sandwich. So then he started in malls, because that's how I remember it. Columbia Mall in Maryland had a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And then in the South, they started opening freestanding Chick-fil-A's. Now, you know, they're all across the country. But that was a big thing. Like growing up, right, Maryland played in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC. So you'd always see commercials for Food Lion and Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. But even then, you had to go to a mall to go find a damn Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Obviously,
same with Sparrow. No freestanding Sparrows.
You know, it's a good point.
Yeah. Aunt Annie's Pretzels. There's a bunch of those things that are pretty well mall exclusive.
They are. I think nowadays, because of the fact that malls aren't as big time,
yeah,
See, more of those stores, I think, will be freestanding.
I mean, mm-hmm. I can see it with the pizza place, but, like, if your whole thing is pretzels, like,
yeah. Yeah, well, Panda Express. I mean, I know there's one right, where right. you used to live, close mm-hmm. to that QFC, but typically you're going to the mall.
There is
freestanding. And there's Panda Express in airports. I've seen them.
And Panda Express now does drive-through, so I think that's easier. And I think, look, Aunt Annie's, I feel like if they did a drive-through pretzel joint, people would do it.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if it's sustainable enough. You're right.
Because it's a snack as opposed to a meal.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, I'm not against eating pretzels for a meal, but I don't know that anybody, like, you would never tell a kid, let's have pretzels, unless it's a fun dinner. Thing. Right.
If we're at a sporting event. I do think Andy's Pretzels would be wise to do something like Krispy Kreme did, and they didn't need to, but team up with McDonald's.
Thank you.
Team up with someone else who says, hey, we have Andy's Pretzels.
Well, not only do that, give them a bun to put on a burger.
Yeah, something.
So,
yeah, it's not a bad idea. Some of the other top airports in here was George Bush International in Houston.
I've never flown in there. That's one airport I've never
been. I've been to the Houston airport, pretty damn big.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and honestly, Texas is Texas.
I mean, come on.
They
the food is going to
been
be good.
Dallas, but never Houston.
They have everything. I actually like the Dallas airport. Another massive one.
I've never actually been to the Dallas airport.
You step outside, it's another.
I can believe that.
Yeah, they just have. Let me ask you this. How often do you guys get fast food when you go through airports?
Depends on the time and how much time I have on the layover.
I rarely do. I will get it for the kids. The kids know it. The kids like it. But for me, honestly, I'm just trying to find either they choose to sit down at the bar or I want to sit down in a restaurant that serves beer. You know what I mean? So the kids, I'll get fast food just to kind of shut them up or whatever, or right before we get on the plane. But if we eat at the airport and I'm with the kids, we're going to a sit-down restaurant just because they serve out.
If I have a hangover, like if I'm in Vegas, so the day before, the day you leave Vegas, you're feeling like ass.
Yeah.
So the Seattle terminal, you know, you walk by the Burger King. What I do is I go and just get a cheeseburger or mm-hmm. something to just kind of grease my stomach up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I walk down a little bit farther to where the gambling area is, smoke a cigarette, rip one of those, then walk back to the bar right beside the Burger King.
Yeah.
And then wait for my flight.
Mike, do you grab fast food at the airport?
You know, only if I'm starving, to be honest with you, just because I know that they jack up the prices of it, or if it's a place that I've never been to. The one exception is that I tend to fly earlier in the morning, so if there's a Dunkin' Donut somewhere, I'll go get coffee just because we don't get that anywhere around here. But other than that, I'm kind of with Steve. Like, I'll go sit down and grab a beer. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm with you. If I'm in an airport, I try to sit down and, like, number one, like, I do enjoy a beer.
That's it.
But number two, it's like, if I have time and I'm there early enough, like, I kind of want to eat something. And if I'm not going to get a beer, I'll stop at one of those stands and get, like, a wrap.
Sure.
And eat that. But I just worry about eating fat. I've taken so many flights, and I worry about just having
your stomach
on a flight.
Yeah, that's a different experience.
I will say this. There is plenty of times I've gotten off a flight, especially in Seattle back in the day. The airport's changed now.
Yeah.
And I would grab fast food when I got off the flight and just hop in a cab and take it home with me. But generally, and Mike made a good point, if it's some weird exotic fast food, which I know sounds like an oxymoron, that you don't get anywhere else, I'd probably do that, right?
I'll give it a try.
Also, if you don't want to poop for days and you're flying out of Payne Field, they have a Beecher's cheese. That's a restaurant there. So you can get like a Beecher's cheese plate, then get on your Alaska flight, order another cheese plate. By the time you get to your destination, no poops for days.
I will say, I oftentimes when I leave Seattle, if I get there early enough, I will go to Beecher's, get some cheese. They usually sell some type of cured meat as well.
Yeah.
And then I don't tell people, like, I don't know. I think it's fine. You're flying. And then when you show up, it's like, I brought charcuterie for later.
I know. You look like a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, they also looked at some things that people like, what they encounter. And look, Miles, you talked about it, Chick-fil-A rules. 42% of the airports looked at said they have at least one Chick-fil-A. Some have multiple. Burger King is next. 30% of them have a Burger King,
Okay. Which
is kind of funny because McDonald's reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when I think airport fast food, it's always the king.
Yep. Right, but I think that's why Burger King's like, can we get into the
airport? And you mentioned Atlanta and the fact that I go to Bojangles.
Bojangles, yeah.
I do if it's in the morning on a red eye, but any other time, I will go to the Varsity and get their hot dogs. So they have those
right.
in the airport. I'll just go get a Varsity dog, and I'm like, this is freaking awesome.
Wendy's is next after that, then McDonald's and Subway, and then Panda Express last. I like Panda Express. To me, that's a very specific kind of urge.
It
like is. We talk about the difference between, like, say, a Taco Time and a Taco Bell.
Right.
Like Panda Express, I love their orange chicken. And this
everybody
and that.
Does. Mm-hmm.
But that's another one. I don't know if I'm housing Panda Express and then hopping on a flight.
If you want to sleep on the plane.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because BWI, Baltimore Washington International in Baltimore, shows up on the list. They have a lot of fast food there. Just locals kind of thing here, as somebody that's lived in both places. If you like Alaska Airlines and you're taking that 5:30 flight,
yeah,
there is a place right by the gate called the Green Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not the best crab cake you're going to have.
But it's better than anything you've had here.
Don't they have a Jimmy's in the airport? A BWI now?
I don't know. I know on good authority.
The Green Turtle.
The Green Turtle is right by the gate. You can chill there pretty long, yes, get a crab cake sandwich, some beers,
yeah,
maybe some Old Bay chicken wings. It's still worth the flight in plenty of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.